Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Ches. We're learning the Halachos Havdalah. I just want to point out that Be'ez Hashem next week we will start Klal Ches. Klal Ches gives over the Lama Tes Malachos in a very brief form, and before he actually gives a klal for each one of the Lama Tes Malachos. And besides that, he gives an introduction to all of the rules of how Hilchos Shabbos runs the Halachos of etc. It's a very, very important klal. We will spend a decent amount of time on learning it. We are looking for sponsors for this klal, either for the whole klal, or for a individual simonim, or individual topics within the simonim. All that is available. If you're interested, please be in touch with me at my cell phone, 301-996-5910. You can text that to that, or you can call, or to my email at rabbireingold@gmail.com. So we are learning the halachos of the bracha b'rei merhaish, and we said in the Simcha Zayin, we mentioned a discussion whether the birchas b'rei merhaish is a bracha zanhenin. Therefore, one is not allowed to benefit from a new fire until one has made the bracha b'rei merhaish. Alternatively, it's a birchas hashevach. And so one practical difference between the two, between a birchas hashevach and a birchas hanhenin, is the order of the bracha. By birchas hanhenin, we know that the rule is that a person is not allowed to benefit from this world before they make the bracha. So the order is the bracha, and then the person acts upon that benefit. The person makes a bracha, and they eat. The person makes a bracha, and they smell. So the person will make a bracha, and then they benefit from the light. However, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that it comes out that it primarily is a birchas hashevach, and one is allowed to benefit from it before they make the bracha. So if it's a birchas hashevach, the order should be that a person should first see the item that he's making a bracha on, and then only give the shevach. Like a person makes a bracha on seeing the yam, the correct order is a person looks at the yam, is nispal from the beauty of the yam, and says a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person looks at mountains, sees the mountains, makes a bracha. A bracha to Shevach is always said afterwards. First the person has the item which he's saying the Shevach about, he reacts to it by saying a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the bracha to Shevach, the correct order should be, the person should first look at the nair, benefit from the nair, or react in some way, connect to the nair, and then say the bracha. According to what we're saying, that should be the correct order. That's actually what the order the Mishnah Berurah says. Similarly, Sadivav, the Mishnah Berurah says that the order is person is mistakel, tzipporni yalov, and then he makes the bracha of borei ma'arei ho'esh. Remarshan Atshuba, however, in Arachayim Chelakei, points out that both in the Siddur Agra and the Siddur Rabbi Yaakov Emden, they said that the correct order is that the person makes the bracha first, and then they are mistakel b'tziporni yalov, then they benefit from the nair. So he says, even though he's not arguing the fact that it's a birchas hashevach, that most achronim understand that it's a birchas hashevach, even so, we deal with it in regard to the order of the bracha, like a birchas hanhenin, and it explains why that should be so. So the correct order is that one should first make the bracha and then be in the henna, and that's the standard in the garlam. Those who do like the Mishnah Berurah want to be semichan, but the Rambam is very strong that the Minhag Garlam is the correct way to do it. Simen Chavches, Mitzvah Lebarach Al Avuka, who Neir Sheyesh Lo Ibeis Psilos Ibeis Neiris Kluyim Biyachad. The Mitzvah is to make a bracha on an Avuka. Avuka is a torch as opposed to just a single candle. It should be should have at least two wicks. Because we make a bracha borei ma'arei ho'esh, we make a bracha on the various different colors which are found in the fire. So it's also an extra layer of kiyum of the concept of ma'arei ho'esh, by the different sources of fire. There's more than one wick. V'imeinam kluyim, al kaparim yadbikim zebezeb. So if the two wicks are not twisted together, at least you should put them next to each other. Even if you have two candles, but if the lights are not touching, combining into one light, it's not considered an avuka. Each one stands by itself. I want to point out that the halacha of avuka is not ma'akev, it's just a mitzvah. And therefore, in the following scenario, it becomes an issue. When Yom Tov is Motzei Shabbos, we know that you're allowed to light a nair from another nair on Yom Tov. What about the extinguishing? Extinguishing is only mutter. Kippur is only mutter on Yom Tov. If it's a tzarech hachol nefesh, there's a food on the fire which is cooking. If you don't turn the fire down, it's going to burn. We'll learn the halachas about that. Blessed Hashem. Diminishing a fire is the same halacha as if you're extinguishing it. So when you put the two nairs together, you're creating a larger fire. When you pull them apart, you are diminishing the flame. You're diminishing the fire. So is one allowed to pull the two nairs apart? So this is a discussion amongst the poskim. Some say that it's not the same as kibbuy. You're not actually putting something out. You're just taking the two things which came together and pulling them apart. Some say it's a problem. Therefore, it's recommended on Yom Tov not to put the two nairs together. So since avuka is not ma'agev, the main thing is the person makes a bracha. When Yom Tov is Motzei Shabbos, making a bracha on the the nair, it makes it on a single nair. There is available now is something called a yaknaz candle, which a person can make on their own or a person can buy. If a person is not going to be using a havdalah candle for the nairis of Yom Tov, it lasts very long. It's a very large flame. It's dangerous. But they have a candle which basically looks like a regular Shabbos candle, but it has multiple wicks. Therefore, it functions like a regular candle in regards to lighting nairis, but it has the advantage of being an avuka. So that's something which a person has an option. That would be a milah to do so, but it's not a chiyuv. Have a good day.